Dover be'itai matoiv, and that is on Rosh Hashanah. So I was going through a sefer that I've had in my house for several years. It's called Kur Hashaya, and it's drushes that were given by Hagoyin Rabbi Yisachar Shloimeh Teichtal, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Hashem Yimkom Damoy, the Baal Mishnah Sacher, and the author of the sefer Im Habonim Samecha. There are two volumes of drushes that were put out at one point, impossible to find, so don't even bother. But the drushes that he gave during this very difficult time, was at the height of the Holocaust, and he was trying to be mechazek yidden, and kedarke b'kodesh, it's dvarim malchivim umargishim, it's literally dvarim niflam ad lamoed. So the first drusha that's mentioned in Chelik Beis, so it's Perek Aleph, are divrei kivushin, that Rabbi Yisrocha Shloimeh Teichtal gave, Belaila HaKadosh, Belail Kol Nidre. So this was in a shtetl somewhere in Hungary, and it was in the year Tofshin Beis, so it was 1941, and it was towards the beginning of the war, and obviously the war was in full force already at that point, and the Yidden were gathered together in a bismedrish, in a shtibel, and the atzvas in the room was palpable. And they're about to say Kol Nidre, and they're about to fast, which they were fasting anyways, and they're going to be mesvadet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rabbi Yisrocha Shloimeh Teichtal wants to be mechazek the Yidden. So this is how he began. He said that there's a psikta rabasi. This psikta is in Perek Mem Hei. It's called L'David Maskel. So if you're familiar with psikta, so different parashias have different names. So it's Parasha Mem Hei, and it's called L'David Maskel. So the pasuk says, "Mechase pshav lo yatzliach u'moide va'oizev yerucham." So somebody that covers his averus lo yatzliach. But if you're a moide va'oizev, if you admit, you confess your sins, yerucham, then the Eibush is going to have compassion on you. The Eibush is going to be merachem on you. So says the pasuk, "Kivin she Yisrael parten es avoy neseyem u'misvadim lufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." When Klai Yisrael they start listing their averus and then misvadim lufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so yleach lehem va'oiver al peshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're being misvada, you're being pirate, you're averis, you're saying, I did this aver, I did that aver. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to forgive you. Shenemar, ki bayoy mazeh yechaper aleichem letayir eschem, mikol chatoiseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. If a person presents his averis lefnei Hashem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be mechaper you, I'm going to make all the averis that you did go away. There's a powerful koyach to vidoy. The truth is, if you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, it's Yaduah, all the Gedolei Achreinim make the stick in the Rambam doesn't even list Tshuva as a mitzvah. That's a big shaila. Is there a mitzvah eser d'oraisa to do Tshuva? Or is there no mitzvah eser d'oraisa to do Tshuva? In the Rambam's minyan mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't count Tshuva as a mitzvah. In fact, if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, literally chapter 1, verse 1, so the Rambam says that when a person does Tshuva, that's his lashon, when a person does Tshuva, have to do tshuva. I didn't know about that. Well, you should. Yeah, and when a person does tshuva, tzorich lizvadis. You have to be mizvada. And the Rami Simcha and others, Amadaik in the Rambam, that it sounds like the Rambam held tshuva is not a mitzvah. A bevidoy b'shas tshuva does yeah a mitzvah. There's a special power of vidoy. And the psikta says that when a yid is mizvada, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to be moichel. I'm going to be mivata on anything. So Yisrochus Shlomo Teichel. So what's the pshat? What's this koyach of vidoy? So he shtel to another psikta. This psikta is in Parsha Lamed Hey. It's called Roni v'Simchi. Listen to this psikta. Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malachi Asharis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachi Asharis. It's going on the pasuk Gimolasu toy v'loy ra kol yumei chayar. Eish eschayar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Malachi Asharis and he says, Boyu v'oyidia lechem tzid kosim shalbane. I want to show you who my Klal Yisrael is. Sh'ani ta'antim ba'olam. I put them in this world. And kamo yitzorois v'yisurim heidesi aleim ba'olam b'chol da'avada. And he said, in every generation, the Yidden have had to suffer so many tzores. U'b'chol shah. Not just in every generation. U'b'chol shah. V'loy ba'atu b'hem. But despite the fact that I gave them tzaris, they were never bayit in the tzaris. Shekoyren es atzman rishon. In fact, listen to what a yid says when he goes through a matziv. He says, I'm a rasha. V'koyren oisi tzadik b'fnei rishon. And fakert, they say, HaKadosh Baruch was right. Ve'im oimrim b'loshen azeh. This is the loshen that they say. Aval anachnu chotonu, hevinu, hirshanu, poshanu. Maradnu umarinu v'sarnu mi mitzvaysecha u'mishpatecha v'loy shava lanu. Aber v'ata tzadik al kol haba aleinu ki emes asisa v'anachna rishonu. It's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Malachi Ashari, says, take a look at my Klal Yisrael. You ever see a nation like this? I give them tzara after tzara after tzara. The Yiddish tzaras are what they are. And the afal pikein, the Yidden, then I buy it fakert. They walk into Beis Medrash and they say, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, we did this avera, we did that avera, and we're the Rishon, v'at tzadik al kol haba aleinu. And everything that you do to us, you're 100% right. Lefichach says the Sukta, Hoya Shlomo Makali says Knesset Yisrael. Shlomo HaMelech was praising Knesset Yisrael and he said, Eishes Chayil Miyans. This is what the Psikta says. So said Rabbi Yisrael Shlomo Teichtal, I think that's the Oymek of Vidoy. He says, you want to know what the Oymek of Vidoy is? The Oymek of Vidoy is that when a person has a pekel, he has a tzara, something that he's dealing with, and he's misvada, he's being matzdik dinoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, really, what's almost superhuman. Because benoik shel ha'olam, a person feels that, like, why is this happening? But when a person is matzdik, the din, and a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata tzaddik, I'm wrong. I'll maybe understand it 100%. Abazoyidis. He said the koyach of tzaddik adin is so powerful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if a yid comes and he's moideh va'oizav yiruchem, kivan sheyisrael partin esav v'neseh u'misvad v'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so yileach lehem va'oivar al pishem. The koyach of vidu is it's tzaddik adin. That's what it is. If you're misvad, you're chatoim, you're being matzdik dinah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has a tremendous koyach. So Yisroch HaShleim V'taychel turns to the yidin. And he says, every year Yom Kippur, this is what we do. We're matzdik the din. And this has been going on for doire doiris. But he says, I don't know if there's ever been a generation and there's ever been a kehila that's going to have the ability to be matzdik the din like this kehila does right now. He says, think of all the tzaras. And he went on and he started being pirate. All the tzaras that Klal Yisrael was going through. And he started talking about different stories that he heard about different kehilas, how they were round up and they were taken to concentration camps and they were killed and there were mass graves. And then he started talking about tzaddikim that were on the run. He mentioned the Divrei Yoel by name. He mentioned Rabbi Aaron Lebelzer by name. It's mamish, a fiery drush like you've never heard in your life. And then he said, Yidin, we're going to say vidui right now. And when we say vidui, we're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that despite all the atrocities, everything that we're living through and we're witnessing right now in the Holocaust, Ato tzadik al kol haba aleinu. Ki emes osisa v'anachnu hirshanu. And he said, when you do that, you don't know what a tumult you're going to make in Shamayim. And he says, at the bare minimum, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight is going to turn to the Malachi Asharis. And he's going to say, Bol v'yidi alechem tzidkasim shal bana. He said, look at this shtibel here in Hungary. That these are Yidden that they don't know if they're going to live another day. And these people haven't had food to eat. And Nebuch, the things that they're witnessing right now. And they're going to be matzdik the din. Says, you have no idea what you're going to poil in Dailamas right now. This was his Kol Nidre Drasha. Tafshin base. Mamish Dvarim the Flam Adamalay. This was Perek Aleph. So when I went through Perek Aleph, I probably want to see what it says in Perek base. But either way, I'm going weiter. And Mamish, one drasha after the next was just, it was mind boggling. One of the things they talked about was he gave a drasha at some point here during this matziv. It was a sin. It was a sin. Mamisach Tismoy Kata. And at the Siyam, he got up and he said, as a state in Yamshel Shloima, that Yamshel Shloima had a Havamina, he wanted to institute that when you make a Siyam, you should say Shasimcha b'ma'inoi. Because the Simcha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has at a Siyam is literally Adla Hafli. And then because of Eza Sibis, it didn't end up working out. But Rabbi Yisrael Shloima Teichtal told the Yidin, you see the Hergish of the Yamshel Shloima. The Hergish was that the Simcha of a Siyam is not Shaykh. So he turns to the Yidin and he says, we're here now for a Siyam. And he says, we have to be B'simcha. You have no choice. Shasimcha b'ma'inoy. There's an incredible simcha. But he says, how are we going to get ourselves to be b'simcha? Like, how are we going to put ourselves in such a matzav? Like, the tzoros are so terrible. Come, we have what to eat right now at this sim, right? So how are we going to put ourselves in a matzav of simcha? See, he said like this. He said that Rav Shiel Kutna, and this is in the back of his Sefer Yeshua's Malkos. There's like a few pages of Divrei Agada. We've quoted from it a few times over the years. It's called the Kutei Torah. It's like 30, 40 small shtiklach. It's Divrei Agada. One piece is more not shayach than the next. So he has a piece in Parshas Yisroi on the Pasuk Vayichad Yisroi. So everyone knows, Rashi says in Chumash, what does it mean Vayichad Yisroi? Yisroi had gefreit, right? Yisroi was happy. But Rashi brings another pshat. That it means Shanasu psoroi chidudim chidudim. sent him gestocht a bissel, right? On the one hand, he was happy, yeah, you fagind. But then again, a little bit, from the other side, he didn't fagind so much. Then a bissel gestocht, right? Yisrael came, he was a guy tzedek, came from a different world. And a little bit, it was bittersweet. So Reb Shula couldn't ask. He said, how did Rashi know that? It's Divrei Chazal, of course. But where did Chazal come to this? That Vayicha doesn't, maybe he was just happy. Maybe he was Pashut Besimcha. Mehecha Teisanat. So he said a Dover Nifla. He said that we know this different Lashonis that you find for Simcha. Right? The Goyim talks about 10 Lashonis of Simcha. This Simcha, this Sasin, Gilarina, Ditza. One of the Lashonis is Chedva. Chedva. Chedva is a Lashon of Simcha. But each Lashon of Simcha has a nuance, right? It means something very, very specific. So he said, what's the nuance of the word Chedva? So he said that the Navi Nechemya said, Vayomer Nechemya, hu atur shasa, v'ezra ha-koyen, ha-sofer, v'ha-levim, ha-mevinim es-ha-om, l'chol-o-om, ha-yoyim kodesh u-la-shem alekeichem, altis ablu, v'altifku. So when did this pasuk take place? It took place on Rosh Hashanah. And the Yidden come together on Rosh Hashanah, and Nechemya is trying to be mechazik the Yidden. And he tells him, altis ablu, v'altifku. He said, don't mourn, and don't cry. Why? Because today is a Yom Kodesh. So Rashi ki Yom Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah today. It's a holy day. Ki boichin kol ha'am ki shomim es divrei ha'Torah. Because when Nechemya was given, and of course this is the beginning of Ayishen, the Yidden Adon Averis, they would be Mechal Shabbos for Hesir, they were married to Noshem Lachrius, and Ezra and Nechemya, they'd be Mechazik the Yidden, this new bris that they're going to make, v'chulu v'chulu. But the bottom line is, the Yidden were mourning, not just that, they knew that this second Beis HaMikdash they got paled in comparison to the first Beis HaMikdash. So he tells him, you can't cry. Now, so he told him as follows, I want you to go home and I want you to eat fatty foods and drink good wines, and you should be mekayim some form of mishloach manis. He said, don't be sad, because if you're going to be bechedva, if you're going to be besimcha, that's going to be your strength. Your strength in this moment is going to come from you being besimcha. And this is the makar to, yeah, fasting, not fasting. Rosh Hashanah is there a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah? It's not a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Shagasaya, the Advarim Atik. But Sned Rav Shila Kutna, what was the lashon that Nechemya used? He said, Al te otzfu, al tifku, al tisablu. Why? Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uschem. He said, the word chedva means when a person really doesn't feel like being happy. It's an ace lift, guys. That's this man that it's in. But afilu hochi, he's miskaber on whatever his matzav is, and he's besimcha. He said, that's what chedva is. Oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoy, we find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how's it possible? Other oiz, other chedva. The Teretz is that even when there's a matzav of oiz, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoy. It's going to be chedva. We learn from this pasuk of v'al te'otzvu ki'chet v'as Hashem yima'uschem lavu alai v'ani pareya. A person could be in a matzav of anius where he has to make Shabbos, he has to make yod, he doesn't have a dollar. He doesn't have anything. So Akdeibish, the lavu alai, borrow money on my cheshbon, I'll make sure it gets paid. Go borrow money. What's the makar? Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uschem. Because Amolad Yidav Zayn b'chedva. This is all for Reb Shila Kutna. So Reb Shila Kutna said, he said that Chazal, the Torah said that Yisrael was besimcha. But what was the word the Torah used? Hafla v'fela. Vayichad Yisrael. Vayichad is a lashon of simcha. Which word of simcha is it? It's chedva. That's vayichad. So that means the epistem gestecht. Because if it wasn't gestecht, it would have been vayismach Yisrael. So why is it vayichad Yisrael? Must be there was another hergish. You know what the hergish was? It was chidud and chidud. And that's what was going on over here. I'm shdvarim the flam. So he said, that's how Chazal knew it. They're not stam going and being dan Yisrael l'kav choyva. But from the choice of words, from the fact that we picked the word chedva, vayichad Yisroel, vayislois, yeah, Yisroel is besimcha, but at the same time, it was nasa besori, chidudim, there's another hergish going on, and because there's another hergish going on, that so this is when he turns to the other, and he says, I can't be teveya simcha, I can't be teveya sosin, but I'm being teveya chedva. So I know it's hard right now, it's a shver and matziv, I'm a medav zayim v'chedva, and he said, that if we'll be v'chedva, we'll be ma'ir by a kodesh baruch hu, sha'simcha b'ma I'll upon him, there'll be chedva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it'll be oiz. We see so much oiz right now. But it'll be oiz v'chedva. And in the schus of that chedva, who knows the ashpois toivis that we could bring down on this world. Solid, no? This is good divrei kfushim. This is some of the raid that Rabbi Sacher Shlomo Teichl was talking about. Another drasha that really got me. In the middle of one of his drashas, he turns to the chevra and he says, Look at your beged. What were the Jews wearing in that time? So they were wearing the yellow Star of David, right? That's a Jude on it that every Yid was forced to wear. And he said, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, are forcing us to wear this. And the reason they're forcing us to wear this is because they want to denigrate us, remind us that we're a Jew, and this is somehow supposed to put us down. He said, but they don't realize what this is. You know what this is? This is the Magen David. Now, in terms of the history of the Magen David, this is already above my pay grade. I mean, the one thing we all know is it comes already from Nazil HaMalach. So obviously has a very, very, very early source. And there's a lot of significance in Kabbalah to the Magen David. If you ever go to Europe and you visit old shuls, almost every single old shul has a Magen David. It was always a symbol of Judaism, and it's somehow related. It's related to David HaMelech. Was that literally the shield of David HaMelech? But the bottom line is, the Magen David has a Makar Kaddish and a Makar Neman. And it definitely represents the shield of David, that this was the Magen of David HaMelech. So he said, the Nazis are forcing us to wear this Magen David on our chest. And he said, what they don't realize is that when the Yid sees the Magen David, what he remembers is who the real Magen David was. Who was the Magen David? It wasn't the Koichi Vaitzim Yadi of David HaMelech. The real Magen David was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Magen of David HaMelech. And really, he said, I think this is the biggest bracha in the world. We have this bracha that the Eibishter gave us, that every time we look down, we see the Magen David, and that reminds us of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us as a nation, and no matter what they try to do, they're going to be unsuccessful. And then he quoted from the Tzroir Hamar. Right, so who was the Tzroir Hamar? Rabbi Avram Saba. Right? Everyone knows he was a Katman, but who was he? He was the Beis Yosef's grandfather. He was the Beis Yosef Shver's father. That's who the Tznor Amar was. He was one of the Megurshei Svarad, one of the Kadmoinim, one of the Kedoshim of 500 years ago. So in Parshas Vayechi, the Tznor Amar talks about the Magen of David, the shield of David HaMelech. And it sounds like it was a real physical thing. And he says that on the Magen, David, it said Aleph Gimel Lamed Aleph. That's what it said. And the Tzor HaMar said, why did it say Aleph Gimel Lamed Aleph? Because it's Rosh HaTevois Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem. Hashem as an Aleph Dal Nun Yud. And that's why it's an Aleph. So he says, every single time you look at that yellow star that says Jud, what you're seeing is Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem. And you know, V'ni Kesi Domam Lo'i Ni Kesi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that Klai Yisrael is going to exist. And this is not something we have to worry about. And he said, maybe, he said that Bilam HaRosh said in Avuah, he said, Dorach koichov mi Yaakov, v'kom shevet mi Yisrael, u'machatz pasei moyov, v'karkol kol b'nei sheis, that there's going to be a day that there's going to be a koichov that's going to come from Yaakov. And this koichov is going to have the ability to be machatz pasei moyov, v'karkar kol b'nei sheis. This star is going to somehow be able to defeat all our enemies. He says, I believe this star right now is what's going to give us the koyach to be able to overcome this tzara that we're going through right now. Again, just a few excerpts from some of these drushes that Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichler spoke about. Why are we talking about this? Because the first one was about Kol Nidre, a little bit Dava B'itay Matay, but I just want to end with one last stickle that I saw. And that is, he brings, this is in Perek Gimel, a vart that he heard from the Baal Tzemach Tzadik, Rav Menachem Mendel Mivishnitz, refers to him as Rav Mendel Mivishnitz. And he brings a Dover Nifla that he said. Rav Mendel Mivishnitz asked the Kasha. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayetze, so Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shava, Vayelach Arona, Yaakov Avinu was living in Eretz Yisrael, he was leaving Be'er Shava, he was in Beis Shein Ve'Ever for 14 years, and now he's going to Charan. He's going to Charan. Tina Shidduch, yes, can go get married, so he's going to Lavan. And on his way, Vayishka b'makamahu, he has a dream, he sees the Sulam, Malachi Elikim, Oyvim v'yardim bay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he tells him, Ufaratzta yom of akedim of itzafayin of anegva, v'hinei anoichi imach, I'm going to be with you, u'shmarticha b'chol asher teylech, v'ashivoyse elu adam azois, ki lo yezovcha ad asher imosisi eis asher tibarti lach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov and he says, listen, I know you're a little bit afraid, you're worried, leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're going to Lavan now. Esav wanted to kill you last time we checked. And as a result, Your life is somewhat at risk. Yes, you have nothing to worry about. V'hinei anoichi imach, I'm going to be with you. Ushmarticha v'chal ashetelech, I'm going to watch you wherever you're going to go. V'ashivois el adom ha'azois, I'm going to return you to this land, back to Eretz Yisrael. Ki lo yezovcha at asher imosisi es asher dibarti loch. And then, since Sveitamo, with an exclamation mark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, I will not leave your side until I do everything that I just said I'm going to do. That I'm going to do. It's from Mendel Vision to ask about Tzemach Tzadik. He said, from the Pasuk, it sounds a little bit like Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu that I'm going to make sure I return you safely, and then you're on your own, right? What does he say? Ki lo yezovcha, I'm not going to leave your side, ad asher imosisi esai shedibarti lach, until I do everything I just said I'm going to do. Meaning, once you're back in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe I'll leave you. Could be. I'm not promising I'll be with you forever. He didn't say, ki lo yezovcha ad oilon, and his hergish was, he said, who can live 1 minute without a Kaddish Baruch Hu on his side? It's not possible. And it sounds a little bit, almost like a Kaddish Baruch Hu's telling Yaakov, I'll make sure that I return you. But once I return you, at that point, there's no promises anymore. Then I'm going to be by your side. So he said that maybe the Peshad is, based on a Maisa that he had heard from the Heilige Bar Dishifah, the Heilige Kedishas Levi. And there was a Meister in Shahoya Kachai. There was a Yid that came to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from Barditchev. And he told him that he was once a Gvir, and he lost all his money. He's a Yerid Menachasov, and he's in very, very, very serious financial trouble. And he needs a bracha from the Rebbe. The Rebbe has to bail him out. He needs a situation. The matzav is mamish terrible. So the Rebbe thought, and he thought, and he closed his eyes, and he was mispoinen, and he did Yichudim. And the Rebbe told him, this is what you should do. There's going to be a big lottery drawing in 3 months. And this lottery is one of the biggest lotteries that have ever happened in this region of Europe. I want you to buy a lottery ticket. You're going to see you're going to win the lottery. The Yid heard what the Rebbe said. He was very excited. But he told the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I'll be honest with you. It's a very chashuv bracha. It's actually more than I even was expecting. I didn't tell you I have to win the lottery. I just need a little help. But at the same time, bizin kreitsh medaf menochet, I think, right? He said, the drawing is first going to be in 3 months. And even then, they don't pay you out right away. He says, you don't understand, I need money today. I have bali chovis that are literally driving me crazy. He said, not just that, I have a daughter that's supposed to get married. I promised a dowry. And now all of a sudden, it's pisakana. I don't know what to do. I'm in a situation, I need the money today. I can't wait. I can't wait until I win the lottery. The Rebbe said, listen, this is what I can do for you. Buy a lottery ticket, you're going to win the lottery, everything is going to be okay. Nope, the Yid heard what the Rebbe said. Wasn't exactly what he was looking for, but solid haftacha. He walks outside, goes to the closest convenience store, he buys the lottery ticket, and he starts heading back home. Either way, it got dark. Back in the day, you couldn't travel when it was dark outside. So he found the kretschme, an inn, and he stopped off, and he goes to sleep in that inn. Just so happens that in that inn there was a puritz, a very important Polish governor that was also staying there that night. And that puritz had a dream. And in his dream, somebody comes to him and he tells him, you know, there's a person in this inn, he's a Jew, he has the winning lottery ticket to this big drawing in a couple of months. And as he wakes up, he says, that was a very strange dream. Okay, no, a dream's a dream. So he turns over and he goes back to sleep and he has the dream again. He realized something's up. Wakes up, fatugs. He sends one of his misharsim, I need to speak to the owner of the inn. Calls the owner of the inn. He says, tell me, are there any Jews that are staying in this inn? He says, let me check the roster. Brings out the roster. He goes through. There's a Goldstein staying here. Sounds Jewish. Yeah, I believe there's one Jew that's staying. He says, I want to meet him. They have this Jew come in front of this puritz. He says, do I know you? He says, no. Tell me, did you buy a lottery ticket? He said, I did. He said, I want your lottery ticket. He says, I can't give it to you. He says, I want it. He says, I can't give you my lottery ticket. He says, listen, I also bought a lottery ticket, and I'm more than happy to give you my lottery ticket. You give me your lottery ticket. He said, listen, I'm not giving you my lottery ticket. He had a brucha from the Rebbe. There was no way he was giving it to him. Finally, he realized he couldn't do this the easy way, so they did it old school. He turns to his chevra. They went. They roughed up the Jew a little bit, knocked him to the ground. Took his lottery ticket, gave him the puritz's lottery ticket, kicked him to the side, and they went away. Either way, the puritz goes back to his room, and he had a little bit of a heart, and he felt bad what he did to this Jew. He just beat him up. So he tells one of his chevra, he says, go take 1,000 golden ruble, give it to this yid, you know, give him a little something because of the fact that I beat him up. Like this, I shouldn't look like such a bad guy. Either way, this yid goes out with the Puritz's lottery ticket, with the 1,000 golden ruble, and he goes back home. Either way, the 3 months passed. The winning numbers were cast. And this yid, of course, won the lottery. It was the Puritz's ticket. So he goes running back to the Rebbe. And as he walks in, the Rebbe looked at him. He says, "Nu, als es gewein a lady? Did everything work out?" He said, "Oh, did everything work out?" He won the lottery, and he got the 1,000 golden ruble that he needed along the way. So the Mendelovichnitzer said, he said, "Avada Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling you, I'm going to always be with you. You have nothing to worry about. I will be with you forever. I promised you I'm going to be with you forever." But this was a tkufa. There was like this bridge tkufa right now where Yaakov was like worried. What's going to be now? So the Eibishter tells him, "Hini anoichi imach, ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech, v'ashivoysa elo adoma azoiz kilo yazo. Even now, until I bring you up, I'm going to be with you too. Not only are you going to win the lottery, Yaakov Avinu, but I'm going to give you the 1,000 golden ruble that you need to be able to get from here until there." The Eibush is always with a person, Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichta was telling the Chevra. And even during these interim periods, right, sometimes a person is waiting for Yeshua. Okay, when the Yeshua's come, it's going to be the Gevaldik of a Bizenkrechma, pun intended, right? What's going to be until you get to where you need to get? You have no worry. Abishan says, "I got you covered. You're going to win the lottery and you're going to get the 1,000 golden ruble you need until that point." But I was thinking, like every good Chassidus Shemaisa, there's more than one punchline. There's another punchline. And the other punchline is in life sometimes we think we have the winning lottery ticket. And then it gets taken away from us. And then you feel like your whole life was just taken apart. You don't know. You don't know what the real winning lottery ticket is. This year thought he had the winning lottery ticket. The Rebbe said, "Go buy the lottery ticket, you're going to win." Little did he know that the lottery ticket was going to come, the Chapur Pech, and it was going to come from the Puritz Luchtetze. We think we have it all figured out. We have nothing figured out. The Eibishter has it figured out. And we should talk about Zoicha to the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Dine anoichi imach, ushmarticha b'chal ashet heilech, ashivois al Adam Azois, Klai Yisrael should be returned to Adam Azois, kilo yezovcha ad asherem osisi, eis asher dibarti loch, should be Zoicha to ashnas v'ulav Yeshua, Yisachar Shlomo Teichta, Hashem Yim Kam Domoy, Sifsos of you, Doivavois, Bekever, and Yishvizoich, Tobias Gael Tzedek, Mimher B'Yameinu, Amen.